20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country. It's the Matt Malone Morning Show. It's time for the Y Country Medical Minute, brought to you by our friends at the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network. We bring in Rose. And Rose, you were out of town this weekend, but did you by chance go camping or walking through the woods or anything like that?
No, I can't say I did, but I did walk around a golf course.
Okay. Well, golf course, you can still get ticks out at a golf course, you know. They're always around.
Yeah, I you could.
But you weren't actually golfing, though, were you?
No,
okay.
I wasn't. I'm horrible at golf.
I am too. And it might have been too cold. But that's what we're talking about is we're talking about tick bites here in the month of April. And I will say, I don't know if you know this or not, but I actually had Lyme's disease when I was a kid, when I was in second grade because of a tick bite.
I did not know that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So this hits home for me. This is personal.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So how do we try as best as we can to try to prevent tick bites?
Well, some of the suggestions are, you know, avoid the wooded areas, parks with high grass and leaves. I know for us here in a few weeks, we have highway cleanup as part of the Adopt a Highway program. So you really do have to be careful when you're off on the side of the road picking up trash. And if you are at a park or something, stay on the trail.
Not only that, but, you know, there's different things you can prepare yourself for with your clothing and attire.
Absolutely. We always suggest when we have people coming out with us is wear long pants, and I always wear boots, you know, even on the weekend, but especially when I come up to do highway cleanup, I always tuck my pants in my boots because then ticks can't always just, you know, jump to your tennis shoe or whatever. And then also long sleeve shirt, and I always tuck that in my pants with a belt, and make sure you wear light colored clothing because then the ticks are easier to spot.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely do that. Plus, obviously, you can use, like, you know, skin repellent, kind of like mosquito repellent, but like the deep woods kind.
Yeah, they always say, well, the CDC always says that 20% or more of DEET, and that can be found in the product off deep woods. But you can also protect your gear, not only your skin, but your gear, which is really important. So you can spray that with a clothing repellent. You can find that at Walmart. Sawyer Permethean, I can never pronounce that correctly, premium insect repellent.
Well, I tell you what, that is a good way to prevent them, but obviously you gotta, like Brad Paisley says, check you for ticks, right?
Absolutely, I love that song.
Right.
A few things that you can do to check for ticks would be, you know, immediately shower when you come in from outdoors. They say about, you know, within 2 hours of getting out of the woods or wherever you're at. Check your body and hair for ticks. I mean, they, especially for women, they can hide in your hair. So make sure you check that. Check your gear and pets if you take your dog out with you. And also the CDC says if you want to just be sure to check all your gear for ticks, go ahead and throw all your clothes that you wore in the dryer on high heat for 10 minutes and that will kill them.
There you go. Well, a lot of different opportunities and a lot of information we have there. Where can we go to revisit this information?
You can head to CassFamilyClinic.org.
Excellent. Rose, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you then.
The Y Country Medical Minute. It's brought to you by the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network on 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country.